While some on rights and some on wrongs prefer their own reflections, the people's rights demand our song, the right of free elections. For government and order's sake and law's important sections, let's all stand by the ballot box for freedom of elections.
Law and order be the stake with freedom and protection. Let all stand by the ballot box for fair and free elections.
All right, guys, it's Random, episode 26. We're doing it at the Hall of Goodness and Greatness known as Stretch Gear Studios, and my brother is here. I'm fucking tired. I went to an event last night and I didn't go to sleep till like 2 a.m. and then they changed the clocks in America because it's retarded that way.
I know. I was ready to go.
I know. This fucker got up at 6 a.m. He's like,
no, I was way up before then. I was up my normal time. I was looking at the clock, at least my phone,
and
it said 4 a.m. I'm like, I actually feel good. All right. And then I'm in the kitchen, do my coffee. I'm like, man, I slept and I felt good. And then I realized I was about to head to your place here to the studio because we're supposed to meet around 7:30. It was 7:15. I look at the clock.
It's 6:15.
I said, wait, it says 7:15 here. But then on my phone, it says 6. I'm like, fuck, I got a whole hour.
Yeah, it's fucking.
I was like, what do I do with myself?
We need to find the dumbass that put that into law.
Yeah, well, that's the weird thing is Congress unanimously come together to vote that in, but they can't agree on anything else unanimously. I don't fucking understand that one.
I don't get it either.
Like, daylight savings was the one thing that brought Congress together.
Yeah, because because this is fucking give us an extra hour at the beach or some shit in the summer. It's like,
yeah,
I guess. Whatever, man. The idea of today, because we are recording this shit at November the 3rd.
Yeah,
in America, we are going to elect somebody and a whole bunch of senators and shit on Tuesday. the 5th of November. That they should make a federal holiday and pay us to stay home.
Remember the 5th of November.
They should make that a federal holiday.
It should be.
And pay us to stay home. I'm going to say it.
It should be.
Again.
I mean, how important is voting for a president and yet you have to figure out how to get time off or run in at the last minute to get your vote? I mean, they do give you time for like early voting and stuff, but I think in person is more important.
Yeah.
Physically handing it to someone to make sure it gets where it's supposed to go, or sitting at the desk and actually filling it out there. And then, I mean, to me that just closes the gap in terms of chain of custody and guarantees a more secure election, number one.
Yeah.
But I think that's where we should be. I mean, I get early voting. I understand it, but mail-in ballots are not necessarily secure. There's a lot of trust there, right? That we're giving.
Yeah, but we are so technologically inferior. We can't even do it online. We should be able. We should have some fucking dork in the back that with a firewall or something protect this. We just click a button on our home computer. It gets registered. Done. There is no fucking waiting in line. But we don't. We can't even get that right.
No.
We're a fucking...
Well, beyond that, how come most other countries can count paper ballots within the same day or night of their elections, but...
Don't even get me started on that.
We got states that need an extra fucking three days, 1 week, 2 weeks to count.
How does Georgia have the balls to come out and go, look, I know it's November 5th, but we'll get back to you in like 10 days.
Right.
Are you that...
Yeah, exactly.
You're a fucking dolt. Like, what?
Makes no sense, right?
And well, what's the other... Well, I think it was... What was the other one? It was Nevada or some shit or Arizona? One of those two.
I think it was Arizona.
They said the same shit. It's like, yeah, I know it's Tuesday. We'll get back to you in about 3 days.
No.
Fuck. And Florida has one of the largest populations and they knocked it out last year, like by midnight.
But isn't it crazy because they have people working there that as they come in, they count them, right? They have these rooms where they actually count as it's being processed. So why do we need another 2 weeks to get election results?
Oh, but they got to certify it. They got to like make sure it's there, but...
Doesn't matter because Jamie Raskin said he won't certify it, well, even if Trump wins.
Raskin's a cunt.
Yeah, he is.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
You don't go into the impeachment process of Donald Trump claiming Russia this and that, and then turn around and be like...
Yeah, pushing hoaxes that were proven to be hoaxes.
Yeah, and then you... Dude.
Well, it's...
It's Raskin. He's
Raskin.
A fucking moron. I'm sorry.
I would love to get to the point where we're electing our officials based on actual
I'm sorry. How is Adam Schiff up 25 points in California?
I don't fucking know. Okay, I'm glad you brought that up.
I'm sorry.
How is Adam Schiff actually in the lead?
I know he's going against a baseball player, but son of a bitch, dude.
He's in the lead because California is one of those forever blue states where people just vote blue regardless. What's horrible is I talked about this the other day.
Whose dick is he sucking?
Right. Well, I talked about this the other day in terms of California. How is it the entire state, our lives are determined by two fucking counties, okay? Santa Clara County and LA County.
Yep.
How is it those two counties determine everything for the fucking state?
These are the same assholes.
Do they not realize how red California really is? And people will make the argument, well, it's all about population density. All right, well, fair enough.
These are the same assholes that want to get rid of the Electoral College because Nebraska shouldn't have multiple districts. What, they got three now? Electoral College districts. Like, they want to get rid of that. They don't like the fact that this little state over here might have some kind of bearing as a swing state or something. And yet, they control massive population centers in California.
Yes.
Illinois.
Yeah.
Even in Texas, they got like Austin and Dallas. And they control these massive population centers in almost every state. And they are bitching because there are little states that could swing an election. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to go back to what I was talking about earlier. Like it's a fair point to bring up population density, but you know, also realize there is a huge, it may not be the same, but there is a large population in between in California, for example, those two counties, huge Central Valley, right? Huge valley, huge fucking valley full of people.
The whole
that are really considered the working class, the people making the food, the farming, everything that you need to survive as a person comes out of that area. And you're going to try to pass policy that affects them in a way that you will never see in your fucking county of Santa Clara or LA.
When you look at the map after every presidential election, the whole mountain range along the border is red.
Yeah.
All the fucking way from end to end. And then you look in LA,
it's literally blue on north and south.
Yeah, the bottom part, San Diego is red, and then LA is blue, and it goes blue all the way up the Grapevine. And then right when you hit Bakersfield, it turns bright red all the way.
It's like red all the way down to
until you hit San Joaquin.
Sacramento.
I think it's San Joaquin County. It's slowly purple, and then it blues out.
Kinda, kinda.
And then right when you go up to, it's San Francisco is not Santa Clara County, is it?
No, it's not. But Santa Clara County has the larger population density because now you're looking at like San Jose, Santa Clara,
basically the Silicon Valley.
Yeah,
yeah. That's crazy. It's like. Both of our points are almost very similar.
It's the same. We're saying the same thing, just differently. Different examples.
But your articulation is on. I am dying over here. I need more.
No, caffeine. No, you're actually right on, because you're right. People don't, you know, they look at the map, and then the first thing that people cry about or scream in defense is like, oh, population density. And then they try to make the argument, well, all the smart, educated people live in the larger cities, and all the idiots are out here, and you guys don't understand what's going on, because anyone who's a Republican or conservative is garbage, deplorable.
Yeah.
And what's uneducated,
like, when you look at Georgia and they sit there and like Stacey Abrams fucking whines incessantly about voting in Georgia. The one area that is bluer than shit that swings that state is Atlanta. Everything around it has been red for decades. It's like they can't flip Atlanta.
Right.
And
what is the population of Georgia?
That is a fantastic question.
You know, I'm kind of wondering, how about you look that up and I'll look up the population of Atlanta and let's kind of see what's going on here. And again, sometimes I wonder, is it really based on population or just the fact that they're able to get their support out to actually get the vote in? I'm kind of wondering, you know, what's the reality of the situation here? Because let me see the population of Atlanta here. Is, let me see if we can pull this up. Okay, so it says, okay, right here, as of 2024, the population of Atlanta is approximately 532,115.
Oh my God, I'm slower than you.
It says the city is part of a larger metropolitan area that has a population of around 6.2 million. So Atlanta, Georgia population. Yeah. So there's.
Okay. So what was Atlanta again?
It says that Atlanta has a population of 514,465.
There are 11 million people in the state of Georgia.
So how does that make sense? How does 500 something thousand people determine whether or not the state is red or blue over 11 million total population? I mean, I'm sure there's other districts that might be blue that would maybe account for that, but...
Okay, so Atlanta's the largest city, but the county that they are is Fulton County. That's the one that has the biggest...
Well, maybe I'll get corrected here. So how many are in Fulton County?
1 million.
Okay, but there's still 11 million people in Atlanta. I mean, Georgia.
Right, but Fulton County seems to be the one that drives everything.
How is that? If there's 11 million people and Fulton County has 1 million, I mean, I'm sure I'm off somewhere. I'm just throwing numbers out to try to figure out how.
All right, let's see here.
Let me see. Maybe we can look up like Atlanta red and blue, right?
All right, hold on. This will.
Are you still on the county populations here?
No. But I am attempting to look up.
Okay, so here's an Atlanta red and blue map here. Look at this.
I know. And those are there's Fulton.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, there's Fulton County and there, yeah.
Okay, so you said Fulton County had a 1 million?
1 million, 1,066,000, something like that.
Man, this map's horrible. I can't even read anything in the blue. But still, if you look at this, you can cry population density all you want. The entire state has 11 million. So you're saying a few counties really account for every individual in Georgia?
Okay, found it.
You found it?
Okay, here's the thing with Georgia. Okay, so we have 11 million people there.
All right, let me pull the calculator out.
Okay, so you have 11 million people in Georgia.
All right.
Obviously, we're going to round this shit up, so 11 million.
Okay, let me go 11 million.
5 million actually voted in the last election.
That's it? Yeah. Out of 11 million?
Yeah.
They can verify that only 5 million voted.
Yeah, there's only...
And apparently only 5 million in the Democrat blue counties, correct?
There's only 5 million total.
That makes no sense.
Joe Biden got 2.4 million of those.
That makes no sense.
I mean, 2.47.
They're trying to say less than half of the population voted. I mean, maybe we could weed out some of that being kids and people who can't vote, right?
The under 18 crowd. Yeah, I'm sure. We can toss that. So Biden won the state by 11,000 votes.
But they're still suggesting that half of the population are people not eligible to vote due to age or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So only 5 million people are eligible to vote out of 11 million?
Oh, those are... No. I don't know I don't know. We got to do like a whole breakdown.
Yeah, we'd have to really do a deep dive on this one day. Because, I mean, we're just using Georgia as an example because it's always been a hot contested area.
In 2016, 4,092,000 voted. So they actually got a little bump.
That's interesting. So a population of 11 million...
And only 5 million
voted.
5 million turned in their ballot.
So whose fault is it? I mean, maybe the Republicans or Reds. Well, there's also independents that we're not counting for too, though, right? And most of those people are not going to vote.
Those are total ballots. That's it.
What I'm saying, population wise, like we're talking about independents that may not cast a vote.
Well, let's just say you take 2 million off the top for kids and those people. That sounds more accurate. That still leaves you about 9 million.
Right.
So if only 5 million turned in,
where's the other four?
They just didn't vote.
That's my question.
It's more than likely they just didn't vote.
Which is crazy.
Which is probably true because there was...
Why don't you look up the California numbers?
There was 81 million for Joe, wink, wink, and 75 million for Trump. That's like 150, 160.
Out of a 330 million population in the United States.
Yeah, so...
So a little less than half voted. So about half are underage people who aren't eligible to vote.
Or they didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, we would need a better breakdown of the population in America as in who's under 18, who's not a citizen. Like, do we have those numbers that will show who's not a citizen and who's a legal resident?
You know what I mean?
Because that would also, I think that would open a lot of people's eyes as to the population in America and what it really represents, or who's being represented anyway.
All right, here we go. California. 11 million voted for Joe Biden and 6 million for Trump back in 2020.
Really?
So 17 million out of the 45 million registered citizens of California.
Okay, 45 million in how many voted?
17. Well, now our population dropped. We're right around 38.
These numbers don't make sense, though.
But see, that's the county vote in that Biden election. So,
out of 11 million, only how many voted?
What are you talking about?
Out of the 45 million, only 11 million voted?
No, 17.
I'm sorry, 17 million?
Yeah.
Out of 45 million?
Yeah. According to...
Isn't that ridiculous?
A little bit. But we can go back to the 2016, and it was...
So if you really want change in this country, it's like we're just shooting ourselves in the foot by not voting.
But here's the trip. In 2016, at that point, it was still about 40, 45 million in 2016 that lived in California. And at that point, only 13 million casted a ballot in California.
That's ridiculous, man. People really don't care, but they want to complain.
Yeah, so 61%.
So about 37% of people voted?
Yeah.
Not even 50% of people in California voted?
No. And 60%.
But they want to take it, and the people that don't vote want to take advantage of everything that's offered without casting a vote.
But here's the crazy thing. The last two elections in California... 60% of that small number was Democrats.
That's crazy.
So
are
the Republicans?
I can't believe Republicans are really not showing up to vote. I can't believe that.
No, our problem is, I say our problem. Hold on, Republicans' issue. Got to stay biased here.
You are very biased. You're trying to stay unbiased.
Unbiased. Well, I hate the blue donkeys. What I'm trying to say is...
And I actually want to touch on that after you get your point across.
What, the blue donkey?
just about party politics and in general.
All right. What I was trying to say is the Republicans in California have a numbers problem, because even as registered Republicans, they're about 15 to 20% less than registered Democrats. So even if you get half of that to come out, it's never going to beat that low number of Democratic turnout.
I know that. That I do know. So, but you know, according to the data, that's what it says. But yeah, it still doesn't account for a 45 million population and only 17 million vote. Okay, so even if you're looking at registered Democrat voters who turn out to vote, that would also suggest there's a large amount of Democrats that don't even vote, if we consider California to be truly blue, right?
Yeah.
And then let's say we take 5% of that 45 million or 10% of that 45 million off now, the top
again,
for children and whatever, right?
Well, that 45 million is based off of the last census. I know that was 2020 census. 2030, they're expecting it to be under 40, like 37.
Yeah, a lot of people left.
Because everybody left, yeah.
But regardless, it's still a large number.
True, but I don't fucking know why we don't show up. I don't know.
I think the problem I see in California is it's obviously speculation, but maybe most Republicans feel that
it's a lost cause.
Yeah, it's not going to matter, because no matter what happens, here's a perfect example. They're trying to get rid of Gavin Newsom, right? Recall.
Yeah.
They had so many signatures. Nobody thought they were going to get enough signatures to put that into play, and yet it happened. And then Gavin Newsom was really about out. Then at the last minute, it's always at the witching hour, right? All of a sudden, tons of Democratic votes came in to keep him in.
Yep.
Tell me that's not suspect. Because the whole time I was watching this, I was like, wow, this guy's really out. And then at the last, like literally last minute, within the week of the end of that vote, within the week of, not even a few days of the week of that being ratified, of getting rid of him, all of a sudden he had all the support come in. That makes no sense.
What boggles my mind is they got those 3 million signatures. Then the vote count came in and they got like 2 million votes. And then Gavin Newsom somehow got 7 million Democrats or 6 million Democrats, some shit like that. And I was like, what the fuck happened to that 1.2 million signatures?
Yeah.
Why didn't they vote? They just signed a thing like, and that's it? They
Good point.
They thought it was just, or maybe they hated Larry Elder that much?
Hmm.
Like, where the fuck did they go?
I don't think they went anywhere. I honestly believe you and I being born and raised in California, and listen, I, you know, there's a time where I was a Democrat. I think we both were at one time.
Oh, fuck no, dude. You're on your own.
Never. I was at one time. But, you know, I saw the change in the 90s, and I'm like, all right, what the fuck's going on here? And then when you become a business owner, you really get your eyes open into how things actually work, because you really start paying attention to more shit, and yeah. then you just go down this rabbit hole. I refuse to believe that most of what's going on in California is legit.
Most of it?
Yeah. I refuse to believe that most of what's going on is legit. Oh, okay. I really don't believe most of what's happening in California is legitimate in terms of the votes that are happening to keep certain individuals in power here and the direction that California is going and has been led in for the last.
Well, just, I mean, we're going to, we only got Gavin to talk about right now, but.
Right.
The fact that the Sheriff's Association used to have like a yearly meeting with the governor about the state of things, the fact that they have never met Gavin Newsom in his entire time in office.
Isn't that crazy?
Is amazing to me.
That's crazy.
Like, he doesn't give that. He somehow is going to sign this measure into law. Okay, so we had the $950 shoplifting thing, right? I know I'm going to veer left here, but.
He's trying to gain his popularity back.
There's a ballot measure that I actually read and voted for. Because I know it's not going to do anything. But I figured I'd vote no anyway. You know, because I knew it wasn't good. It's not going to do it. It's basically a three strikes shoplifting law.
Yeah.
Which I thought was, what the fuck? How is that going to solve anything? First, it was anything under $900 is a slap on the wrist. And now it's if you do it three times, it'll become a felony and then you get to go to jail for a little bit. So you get to take about $2,000 worth of shit now before anything happens. Like, I just didn't, that whole bill was mind-boggling to me. And then he's going to, of course, there's a dummy out there that's going to say yes to that. And then, you know, businesses will close because of it. And then we're going to get this other minimum wage law increase.
It's still better than letting someone get away with it indefinitely. And then not being held accountable if you don't steal more than $950.
Yeah,
so there's a plus, but. I see your point, though. I mean, I get it.
It's
not a real solution.
No, it's not.
It's not. And the minimum wage thing, what were you going to say about that?
The minimum wage, they want to jump it from $16.50 to $18.
I voted no on that shit. As a business owner and seeing how everything's going and their demands, like if you have less than 26 employees, it goes up to this much. If you have more than that, it goes up to that amount. But they're not accounting for the downturn in business everywhere. So you're raising everyone's costs to pay people. Our insurances for business owners are already fucking through the roof in California. They just keep going up. And then real estate keeps going up on commercial. Almost every 6 to 8 months they keep raising shit.
Well, what's weird about
it's,
that?
It's ridiculous that you're it's like they're just keep penalizing business owners. And a lot of this I saw in that bill, if you look at it, the larger companies are going to absorb it, right? Like the Amazons and things like that. But it's the small business people that are going to get affected by it.
But that was, did you see that part on the in the description where it says fiscal impact? And they're like,
yep.
Eh.
Yeah, I saw
like,
that.
What then? What do you mean you don't know? It's like, obviously. Yeah,
you don't know my ass.
Obviously,
you know.
The higher the operating costs, they're just going to shove it onto the consumer. Or if they don't want to pay the extra wage, they're going to go from 26 to 22 employees.
Look,
gonna
make the minimum wage argument is a fallacy in and of itself, because once you raise that, your cost of living goes up too. It always goes up exponentially. It's never that minimum wage earners get ahead. You're just not going to get ahead. No. It's not going to happen. You can raise it all you want, but it like you said, it gets charged back to the consumers through the bottom line and added to the products and services being sold.
If you're going to,
all you're doing is playing with the numbers and you know, raising, you know, instead of starting at zero, now we're starting at a million. Instead of starting at a million, now we're starting at 2 million. And now that's our baseline. It doesn't fix anything.
No, and the fast food idea was retarded because that's automatically $20 an hour right, in California.
And you saw that how that translated to, I mean, since when should two McDonald's meals with a drink cost $20-something dollars?
Yeah, there's a Burger King meal, it's $18.99.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, but what ended up happening is the employees started to get less hours, and then suddenly there was less employees. And then now you got, I mean, they're all franchise owners. There's been a few that close or don't even open new stores. And all over this $20 thing. So now the employees who are experiencing the short end of this are going, maybe we need it to be $25 an hour. Maybe we should put a measure on the next election for $25 to $30 an hour.
Idiots.
It's like, you're just not going to work.
They don't think, man, because the reality is what they're not seeing is you're hurting the small business owner. All right. You're hurting the franchise owner. McDonald's as a company. Okay. The whole thing with McDonald's, their model is franchising. They have a brand, they have the recipes, and they do the marketing, and they need you to buy in so that they have restaurants. There's very few, if any, McDonald's corporately owned restaurants anymore.
They have to pay the fee to those guys.
They still have to kick up to McDonald's a percentage regardless of what goes on in the economy. And McDonald's does this that a lot of people don't realize. They buy the land underneath your building and lease that land back to you on top of you kicking in the percentage to McDonald's just for being a McDonald's franchise owner.
Yep.
So who's really getting affected? They think like, oh, fuck, big corporations. They're the bad people. We need to go after them, make all this money. No, you're not even affecting people like McDonald's Corporation. You're affecting the franchisees. You know, people don't see that. It just goes to show how uneducated the average voter is in America. And that's fucking scary. I made a statement I believe is that I fully back and believe in. If you don't do your research and you don't absolutely know anything about the candidates or the policies that are being proposed, you shouldn't fucking vote. You don't have a right to vote. You need to be educated before you cast a vote, and you need to make a strong argument based on your education on that subject or that policy or that individual who's running so that you can vote. But if you don't know, stay out of it. All you're doing is making it bad for everyone else. You're not really, truly, you know, making it better for anybody by just casting a vote, an uneducated vote. It just doesn't work.
No. For a second there, I thought we stopped. No, we're okay. Okay. I'm sure the CEO will cut that out.
That probably sounds harsh, but I stand behind it, man.
No. I noticed that I wasn't.
No, I saw that.
Yeah. I'm okay.
But still.
I'm here. Okay.
What do you think? Should people be allowed to vote if they don't even know what they're voting for?
I think that there should be, I don't want to say a test, but I guess it is a test. Like there should be some kind of screening. I agree with that. I don't know what the extent it would be, but there should be some kind of screening where it's like, if you don't pass these 10 questions at the beginning of every year, you get the fuck out of the game. Like,
yeah.
Well, you're
affecting policy in people's lives based on your ignorance.
I know there's about at least 10% of the population is going to see, ooh, I get to make more money per year. Yes.
Right.
They're going to say yes. They're not even going to read the bottom. They're going to treat it like a fucking video game. Yes. You know, and then they're going to go to the next screen. And it's like,
I agree. And I want to make it clear. This isn't me saying this strictly about Democrats, because this applies to Republicans. This applies to anybody who's forever red, forever blue, forever independent, forever whatever. The reality is, if you're just voting based on supporting your team indefinitely, you're a fucking idiot. I hate to say it, but you are.
You know, we need to play this video of an idiot.
Play the idiot.
We have to
play the idiot.
He's my favorite idiot in politics. The great Bernie Sanders.
Ah, yes. It's been a while since we played a Bernie clip. We got to get Bernie in.
We got to get the burn.
Let's go, Bernie.
I want to make sure I got the right one.
It's crazy to think that.
There he is.
Coming up this Tuesday. I mean, It's scary to think that Kamala Harris has this close of a chance of becoming president.
She's still up 1.2 nationally.
I don't understand it. I just don't understand it.
But I don't. We'll get into polls in a second because those things fucking annoy me too.
Yeah, and
all right, Bernie, tell us, Bernie.
Look, I think what we are looking at in this country, and we don't talk about it enough, is the growth in America of oligarchy. And I think ordinary people do understand that there's something very wrong when we have three people on top owning more wealth than the bottom half of American society. And of course, at the top of the list is Elon Musk. And what we're seeing now is not just the big money interest and the impact they have over the economy. We're now seeing it in a way we have never seen it before as a result of Citizens United, their ownership of the political process as well. So it's Elon Musk putting in zillions of dollars and working very hard for Trump. I think you got three Republicans putting in over $200 million. And of course, Democratic billionaires are also playing a very important role in the Harris campaign. So people are sitting back and they're saying, well, I thought democracy was one person, one vote. And I'm seeing Elon Musk, richest guy in the world, working day and night for Trump. What's going on? So does it concern me? Of course it concerns me. But what also concerns me is I hear very little discussion about the need to end this disastrous Citizens United Supreme Court decision and move to public funding of elections. Now, I may be missing it, but have you heard much discussion on that?
No, nobody's talking.
Hello, Bernie.
All right, so Bernie's complaining about people working hard to make sure the candidate that they want to be president is elected. Isn't that how it always works?
Right, but I know he said we also have Democratic billionaire, like kind of gloss over that. So that
there's
way
a lot of Democratic.
That way he seems fair. He sounds fair, but he's basically attacking the three.
Of course he is.
I think it is the three Republican donors total about 200 something million.
Ever since Elon Musk jumped in,
and Musk has been with his super PAC has just dumped hundreds of millions at this point. I just love the hypocritical nature of politics. Hilarious. It's like. Act Blue is a nonprofit donation center where you throw your money in for Democrats and they disperse it, whatever.
Yes.
They've
Which drawn, is an example of what he's talking about in terms of Citizens United. It's the same fucking thing.
It's the same shit. He doesn't want to say that they've drawn in roughly $15 billion in this election cycle. You know.
Just bragging not that long ago about how much money Kamala raised once she became the nominee?
Act Blue did $50 million strictly for Kamala Harris as soon as she was announced.
I know.
They had a $130 million war chest that Biden had raised with all of those donors.
And that went to her as well, on top of the extra $50
million. That also went to her. And then Bill Gates put in $50 million of his own money. Bezos threw in about $30 or $40 million of his own money.
Right. How about that Disney heiress?
And she dumped 100 and something million. Yeah. And
which is about equivalent to what Elon Musk has invested.
And we're upset about Elon.
Yes.
Yes. I just love that shit. It's like, stop it already. You know, it's like this other fucking dork.
How about candidates run on their own money?
Yeah, if they had their own money.
I know that'll never happen. I mean, you obviously need money to make things happen. But
I mean,
that would be one way to level the playing field, I think. Well, it wouldn't level it because if you have some billionaire coming in, like, you know, let's using Trump as an example, then, well, you know, he obviously has more resources.
I think they should get rid of the super PACs in general.
Yeah.
You know, it should be.
Individual should be able to be accountable, held accountable for their donations and tracked.
Yeah.
Instead of being
you throw the PACs away. It should be whatever you donate. It's individual, whatever, like you're saying. But there should be somewhat of a cap because Elon can't come in and dump $1 billion. That wouldn't be fair, right?
But it's based on a percentage. That's the thing.
Yeah, something like
so. No, it already is based on a percentage. So if he's putting in X amount, it's based on a percentage of your income or earnings. I think that you're allowed to donate. I don't know the actual percentage. I feel like an idiot right now. I should know that.
Yeah, but what makes but
it's true.
What makes this clip even dumber is he's accepted Act Blue money.
Of course he has, and he's gotten rich off of being a part Okay, I mean, a socialist, a part of a Democrat party, which is weird.
Registered independent, though, because we have to have the separation.
But still, I don't understand Bernie.
Bernie boggles my mind to shit.
He makes so much money just by having his position in politics and then cries about other people who benefit from the same thing. If it's not benefiting him in a way that looks like his party or people he's supporting are getting the treatment that he wants, then it's wrong. But as soon as they are getting it, he shuts his mouth. He doesn't say anything.
All Bernie has to do to put happiness in my heart anyway is give back two of his three houses.
Agreed.
And probably give back that book deal speaking fee money.
And put them in his name. Put all the houses in his name and his wife.
Can't have it in his wife's name.
So he can be held accountable.
So he can actually be, if he does that, then him and I will be friends.
He'll never do that. We need to get Bernie on the show, man.
Bernie is a fucking...
I don't know if that'll happen.
It'll never happen because he won't have these conversations. He says he wants to have these conversations, but he will never have these conversations.
No, he doesn't.
He'll have it with whatever the fuck that moron is right there.
I don't even... Yeah, whatever.
You know, it's like the minimum wage thing. Starvation wages. I want to have that. I got to ask him the question. How come there's 30 states that have above the minimum wage right now?
Absolutely.
And the District of Columbia that you work in is $18.50 minimum wage. And you're talking about starvation wages.
He's full of shit, man.
He's always been full of shit. If you want to raise the minimum wage and you do it locally.
Just like one of my favorites, Ilhan Omar.
It's the shittiest.
She's full of shit too. She says the same stuff.
It's the dumbest politic thing I've ever. It's like, stop being a retard.
How do you feel it's gonna be for America if Kamala Harris is elected?
If Kamala,
Kamala.
I don't fucking think.
You know, I get twisted on that sometimes too. Sometimes it's Kamala, and then sometimes it's Kamala.
I've even heard Kamala. To be honest, who gives a shit?
Who cares? Well, if
this really bothers her, she really shouldn't be president.
Okay, so if Harris is elected.
If she is elected, what we're going to see type of question. Okay, this is what I think. We're going to see much of the same. It's not going to change. She's not smart enough to have any new policy. She's not savvy enough to sway long-term leaders like Putin or Ping or in North Korea. If she gets elected, you're going to see more missile tests out of North Korea than you've never... I mean, he's just going to launch them. He don't give a fuck. Because she's not going to deter him. And that's what you're going to see. She's going to keep throwing money out the window. Lebanon's going to get another $200 million. Especially if she gets Senate control. You're going to see stupid shit flying out the door. Inflation will probably stay the same, maybe give or take a percentage. That's it. You know, then the Republicans, that they lose control of the House or the Senate, they'll probably just bitch and complain for another 4 years like they usually do.
I don't think you're wrong in your assessment. I just
don't see any major legislation coming out of her. She's not someone that's going to go into a room and be like, we got to get this done. Let's work together.
What I'm worried about is our foreign relations and foreign policy, which she doesn't understand.
No.
We've already seen when she's under pressure and pressed, she just gets pissed off and starts fucking, you know, throwing a temper tantrum. Dude, like a little baby. Here's the thing. Under her direction, we're going to look so weak to the world that the only thing that's been kind of keeping most of the world at bay and in control has been a strong America at this point. Because let's just be honest, the UK... they're not big enough to make a difference. They're a strong ally and they're an important ally, but as a nation, they're not big enough to really put people in place or check things, right? At this point, America's still the big dog globally. I mean, China's huge though. They're right there neck and neck.
Yeah.
But even China has been smart enough to kind of stay out of some of this hotly contested squabbles and whatnot that are going on. So even they are realizing that as they get bigger and they get more powerful in the global landscape, that they have to be careful on how they enter certain situations as well. And you've been seeing that. Regardless of whether or not we get along, that's what I'm seeing. So the problem is with Kamala coming in, we're not going to be that equalizer anymore. It'll be the same, but they're going to go unchecked, unrestricted. And then who are we going to rely on to make the right choices? China?
China's not doing that now. They've already done a backdoor deal with some African nations.
Of course they have.
For infrastructure purposes, and then they've gone into...
Well, what they've done is they've done nothing different than what America's done. I'll be fair to China on this, because...
Did they throw some shekels at the Iranians?
I'm just going to say they've done nothing different than what America's done over the years.
Yeah.
We go in with our money, we finance them, we give them a loan, and we help build their infrastructure. But in the end, it's really to the benefit of the country. That's exactly what China's been doing with their manufacturing plants and whatnot.
Yeah.
So they're not doing anything different than any powerful nation would do, right, for their interest. But what I'm trying to get at, or what I guess the point I was trying to make is, as China's gotten bigger, I have noticed that they have backed off on trying to be as big of an antagonist as they used to be. Okay, let's be honest. They could have taken Taiwan at any point.
Yeah.
Taiwan is way too small. They haven't. I almost feel like they just do it to, like, just piss off America, just to tease them. Like, it's like, look what I'm doing. I don't think China has any really interest.
They just fire missiles over the island for
I don't think they have any interest in really going to war with the U.S. and its allies. And vice versa. Like, do we really want to go into a big old war with China? But I think the problem is, with Kamala at the helm, she's not going to check all these warmonging generals. She's not going to check the Liz Cheney's who are now endorsing Kamala. We're gonna be pushed into senseless wars that we can't afford, number one, and two, are just going to drain our resources. And we're already a breath away from World War III. If you look at the landscape right now, if you look at the global landscape, it's a powder keg, man. I mean, it really is. It's like a flicker of a flare. You know, all someone has to do is drop their lit cigarette on the ground and it's done, right? Yeah. I can't imagine Kamala being the right person to take America and represent America moving forward through the global landscape. As far as domestically goes, I'm more concerned with her trying to make good on her promises in terms of restricting free speech in media. Like, it's already been shown that media in and of itself has been very, very much controlled by the Democratic side or liberal side.
Yeah.
You know, she's been on video. She's been recorded and stated that she has no problem restricting free speech, because they're going to claim that, you know, oh, we got to stop the lies. We got to stop the misinformation. We can't have this. But who's going to determine what that is? Her cabinet, you know, her appointees. And then Hillary Clinton was on video literally saying, hey, if we don't control the conversation, then we lose control. Like, if we're not controlling what's being said, we lose control. Yeah. Is what she said. Hillary Clinton said that.
She doesn't.
I'm concerned about that. I'm also concerned with the DOD in September putting forth their objective to now make it legal to use military force, its assets, in support of civilians that are rioting, if need be, and asked for by local authorities. And they can do so with lethal force. And then all of a sudden, we have Black Hawk.
The helicopters.
Yeah, they're practicing basically their maneuvers in different scenarios over there at the White House recently. Like, if you step back and just look at these things, I want to restrict free speech. We can now use the military on citizens. We're now practicing maneuvers with Black Hawks at the White House. And then the whole time, the only thing that her policy has been to get her elected has been whether or not you can have an abortion. Let's just be real, because nothing else she's talked about has ever made any sense.
No.
She's never tackled how she's going to really, you know, go ahead and give everybody affordable housing, how she's going to fix the economy. She just talks about, so I'll just order everybody to lower their prices. Really? You're going to order people to lower their prices?
She said, we're going to attack the grocery stores and their 3% margins.
Oh, I'm sorry. Attack.
for price gouging. And we need to get after the corporate, obviously.
So in a capitalistic...
Obviously, my quote is not 100%.
No, but pretty much. But so she's saying that in a capitalistic economy, that the government's going to step in and dictate to every company how much they can make, how much they can charge. So she's basically saying she's going to order everybody to fall in line and charge less and make less.
She wants to...
I haven't heard Trump say that.
It's a policy that has never worked, no matter what fucking country it is. Price control thing has never worked.
It doesn't. The only thing I've ever heard a run on has been the opportunity economy and abortion. That's it. That is it. When it came to foreign policy and foreign relations, she just backs off. She doesn't have anything to say.
Hold on a second. Let's try to.
So I'm worried about her becoming president for those reasons.
Wait, let's define something. What the fuck is an opportunity
economy? We can't define that. I've asked that so many times.
What is an opportunity economy?
She can't define it.
Because she says I'm not 100% on these quotes, but she is saying that she is looking for creating an opportunity economy, and she wants to regulate the big businesses by paying their fair share, and inflation will go down with price gouging attacks on that. And
here's her opportunity economy.
What I'm trying to figure out is capital. Okay, so if capitalism is you provide a service for a fee, the guy pays for it, and then essentially you create a market, and it's a free market, and usually there's prosperous things there. An opportunity economy is not really an opportunity, though, isn't it? Because it sounds like it's, I'm going to step on this guy for putting out an idea, step on that price point, because that doesn't make sense to us.
She needs to change it from what she really means.
It's not really an opportunity. It's more of a...
Yeah, she's changed. What it really means is it's not an opportunity economy. It's an equitable or equity economy. Think about that, because she recently, that's probably been, a month ago or so, when she said, I will give loans to small businesses only owned by black men. Only owned by black men, and they don't have to pay it back.
But it's but somebody's
going to. And then she had to backpedal because everyone started saying, hold on, black people?
But doesn't somebody's going to have to absorb that $50,000?
No, understood. But this is an example of her opportunity economy. Picking and choosing which demographic and race that works for her approval ratings that gets to take advantage of this opportunity economy. That in and of itself, just offering something to just that amount of money to just black men, which I'm not against black men, by the way, owning business. I'm just saying limiting it just to them is a racist fucking policy.
It is, but just set that to the corner for a second. Everything that she's talking about is just diluting the supply of cash. The more money you put out, the less it's worth.
Well, that's the Democratic way.
Yeah, you fucking, you know.
I mean, how much money was printed under the Biden administration?
Let's get the accurate numbers.
We know it's a lot. You're going to get the real number?
Well, I don't want some dork to chime in and go, well, really, it's... Blah, blah, blah.
Let them chime in. Nobody challenges us.
No.
I wish they would.
It's about a... It was over a trillion. One to two trillion.
We speak mostly facts and truth, and if we're talking opinion, we always say it's an opinion. And right now,
it's trillions. I know that.
It is. I'm more afraid of Kamala being president for the reasons that I stated, because it sounds very dictatorial. It sounds very Marxist. It sounds like, you know, a regime that wants to rule its subjects more than looking out for America. I mean, she's never said anything of substance or tackled any question or fielded any question that had anything to do with going on with the foreign wars and what's going on in the global landscape and how we fit into that at this moment and moving forward with her in charge.
Well, we are getting close to the election. And it is celebrity endorsement time. And I found a clip.
Cardi B.
No, fuck Cardi B.
Cardi B. I can't
believe. No.
You got another one?
The Avengers have assembled.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Celebrity Avengers.
If you know.
You know what? What is the average American? Why do they even care what a celebrity thinks? I mean, listen. The average American, like you or me, any working class person. You cannot connect with these people. You don't live the same lives.
Hold on. Iron Man is going to talk. Give it a minute. You know, the Black Widow.
Hi, you guys. Hi, Avengers.
Hey, Scarlet.
Jumping on the call.
Whoa. I think you mean assembling. Don, that's pretty good. No, they thought it was funny.
Scarlet, it is our pleasure to come together and to get the vote out this election. Come on.
Yeah, how can we be of service?
Well, how about we start with what our voting plans are going to be, who we're going to bring to the polls with us, that sort of thing.
I think Kamala Harris needs a catchphrase.
Ooh, yes, definitely a catchphrase.
How about this? I'm just off the top of my head. I can do this all day. Shut up.
I hate it.
Okay.
I mean, it's original, but...
What about something punchier like, ooh, boom.
You looking for this?
Iron Man 2, everybody loved it.
Okay, again, I think we're just trying to get out the vote.
Kamala forever.
That's better.
Okay, how about I'm down with democracy? It's just clean, it's simple.
Okay, I like that.
It's hard to argue with that.
Kamala Harris, down with democracy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Kamala Harris, and I say... down with democracy.
I don't know if that sounds the way we want it to sound, though.
I think we just need... Can we get some production, though?
Jarvis?
My name's not Jarvis, but whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm. Down with democracy.
Down with democracy.
Is that what we mean, though?
Yeah, together we're gonna tear down democracy.
Will you stop playing heroic music under yourselves?
I'm Kamala Harris, and I am down with democracy.
Avengers?
Do you feel swayed by a bunch of celebrities you can't connect with?
Come
on.
Do you really? Come on.
I mean, is that really? I mean, who is that for? A 12-year-old who can't vote anyway? Like, what the fuck is that? You got Mark Ruffalo, who's been a fucking asshat entire time during this presidential race.
It should be Mark Anti-Semite Ruffalo.
Yeah. He's look, I can respect these people for acting because they're good actors, but outside of that, there's nothing that they do in their everyday life that applies to me and what I go through. I'm sorry. I'm not going to... It's like LeBron James the other day suddenly endorsing Kamala. Like, I don't give a fuck. LeBron. And I even responded to him on X. I'm like, bro, really? I mean, I told him straight up, you live in a fucking bubble. You live in a bubble. You need to open your eyes and look outside of your own little bubble you've created, bud. Because I can respect him as a basketball player, and I can't take that away from him. And I told him that. I said, look, I respect you as a basketball player. But when it comes to this shit, like, I'm sorry, man.
All I said was, thank God for that. That's bats flying around the cave. They came with a decision. I'm proud of LeBron, I guess. I don't know.
I want to see, I hope people are smart enough to see through this celebrity charade because...
Dude, I have Indiana Jones as well.
But doesn't it show desperation to you?
Or is it Han Solo?
Does it not seem desperate that at the last minute, suddenly we get this big wave of celebrity endorsements?
I mean, I don't have the clip of...
You know what people don't understand? These celebrities are paid.
Oh my God, they are. Beyonce,
the DNC pays these people.
Beyonce got like $10 million just to...
$10 million to sit there and not perform.
I wish I could.
She was promised to perform. You got Megan Thee Stallion. Trying to clean up her songs live, which was that ridiculous.
That rally was terrible.
You got Cardi B talking about how she has a juicy pussy.
Listen.
Are you for real? There's kids. There's everybody watching. You said that?
You know what's amazing?
What is the Democrat Party? I mean, I'm sorry. What do the liberals actually stand for anymore?
Man, you're worked up. Look.
What do they stand for? You can't answer it because nobody can answer it. They just go,
I got Indiana Jones.
All they have is
I have women's Indiana reproductive Jones. Rights. I have Han That's Solo it. Endorsements. I want to play Han Solo. He's endorsed her.
I don't give a fuck about what Harrison Ford does. That Blade Runner motherfucker, all he needs to do is just keep making movies because he makes good movies. Again, love you for your acting, but when it comes to your politics, I'm sorry, man. You're wrong.
Come on.
Fine. Go ahead.
Come on. We got to get this going.
Is it a coincidence, though, that most of all Hollywood supports Kamala? Is it really?
Come on. Han Solo. Let's do it.
Look, I've been voting for 64 years. Never really wanted to talk about it very much. But when dozens of former members of the Trump administration are sounding alarms, saying, for God's sake, don't do this again. You have to pay attention. They're telling us something important. These aren't soft people. They're governors, generals, standing up against the leader of the party they spent their lives advocating for. For many of them, this will be the first time they've ever voted for someone who doesn't have an R next to their name, because they know this really matters. The truth is this. Kamala Harris will protect your right to disagree with her about policies or ideas. And then, as we have done for centuries, we'll debate them, we'll work on them together, and we'll move forward.
Awesome. So how is that true when they've been advocating for censorship?
Han Solo.
They've been advocating for censorship in media, but yet he's saying that she'll she'll support your right to disagree with her. Okay, there, Harrison. And then all according to him, the hundreds or thousands or whatever fucking people that are now against Trump that were Republicans,
yeah,
that supported him. Is he talking about good old General? What's his name? Was it Millie?
Kelly.
Kelly.
There's Kelly and Millie that were.
Wasn't it Millie the one that said that he would warn China?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The asshole.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
So is that the guy he's talking about? Those type of generals who said, "Oh, we'll go out of our way to warn our enemies if we were ever going to do anything," like literally treasonous act as a general. And then, most of these guys, were they really supporting Trump? I mean, all these guys that these generals he's talking about that came out that they were committing war crimes and treasonous acts. And then how do you account for the 100 or so generals that were retired that just spoke up lately and came together to say, hey, we're endorsing Trump now?
Oh, they don't matter.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
No. Han Solo is only talking about those generals that
the ones that committed treason and war crimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
He's also referring to the 51 intelligence officers that also said some stuff.
Oh, yeah. That hoax.
But then they. Yeah. Yeah. Something about the letter, not science.
That wasn't true. Got it. And then he's also talking about the Republicans that no longer want to support Trump. Okay, but you never dropped a name there, Harrison. But I could give you a few big names. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Where
is he at right now?
None of them drop names.
But where is he at right now?
Oh, he's going to make America Trump. Healthy again or something.
Where's Tulsi Gabbard? She finally converted to be a Republican. Where's she at? She's not there anymore.
No. She's
how about Elon Musk, richest man in the world right now? He was a Democrat for how many years?
He's still a Democrat.
But where is he at?
He is
supporting Trump. Why? Because even their own party can see through their bullshit.
No, I was going to answer the other part of that question. He's a just a basic centrist liberal.
Yeah,
something like that.
But that's fine.
Yeah, he's not on the other side of the fence.
Well, he won't for business reasons, I'm sure. But even then, at least he can say, you know, this party's gone a little too far left.
Oh, they're fucking yahoos. Absolutely.
But I guess I get upset at these celebrities because...
No, knock it out.
They're getting paid to say these things, number one.
Yep. They're all all paid ads.
They're that's exactly what it is. It's paid advertisement, and they're putting their name on it. And they think that this is going to sway the average... I mean, maybe the average person might be swayed, but the reality is... These people aren't your heroes. They're not your fucking heroes. They're actors who earn money pretending to be other people. That is their lot in life, and that is their achievements.
Yeah.
And you're gonna sit here, or most people are gonna sit here and take their word as the all powerful golden advice that you should live your life by?
Well, it's these are also the same people that create like charities and stuff to seem authentic, but it's really just to move the money for tax purposes.
I mean, I'm not going to argue against that, but I will say there are that really do care about certain, you know,
I don't think
about certain issues, and they do create it for that purpose. But
I'm not sure the percentages are that good. I think it's a really huge number that is doing it just to not get hurt.
They're just creating tax shelters.
Yes, the very same thing that they bitch about Donald Trump doing, they're doing.
Of course they do.
I find it funny. It's like...
How many of them try to bail out of California once they figured out that they're going to tax them on their unrealized gains on their housing values?
That's another thing. When those capital gains unrealized, when all those taxes go into effect next year, yeah, there are going to be a lot of people...
Oh, wait, that's part of the opportunity economy, right?
Yes.
Huh.
I forgot to bring that one up. It is my opportunity to take your unrealized gain.
I'm still trying to figure out why people have hated Trump so much when they used to love him until he ran for president.
Here's what I don't understand. They're bitching about he just gives his, you know, billionaires pay their fair share of taxes for whatever, right? What happens when those tax breaks? What do you think happens? Like they get that extra money and they reinvest it, or don't they? They have to, right?
Yeah, they don't see the big picture. I mean, these people are literally the job creators. They're job creators.
And then it turns into another job.
Agree.
That's what I think happens. I mean, they just don't sit there and go, ooh, let me bank this money. I mean, they
there's very few that do.
Yeah.
I mean, they do take their profits. Obviously, that's why they're rich. But yeah, no, you're not wrong, man.
What the fuck you think they do?
Incentives to people who actually create jobs. Think about the people.
The more houses I build, yeah, the more construction workers get to work.
Yeah.
And then there's more money I get to make when each house sells for $500,000, $600,000, $700,000. That's what happens with these tax breaks. Why do Republicans always give the tax breaks to businesses? Because it turns into a job for a dork like you.
It always has been proven, if you look at the history, that economically, these tax breaks lead to a better economy.
Yeah.
The more you start taxing, the less that these people who have the money and own these companies are going to do.
And what do they do with that money when you're losing it?
It goes back. It always goes back because they start spending more.
Yeah, and they push it onto the consumer if you continue to tax them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They do. Or they shut the building down and they go to the cheaper spot, China or any other Asian country at this point, because they want the money.
Mexico's been a hotbed for that now.
Mexico's been a hotbed.
Manufacturing plants being opened down there.
I can't remember which European country did it, but they dropped their corporate tax rate. And then American businesses started going over there.
Yeah. You know.
I mean, this is not fucking rocket science.
It isn't rocket science. It really isn't.
I mean, we're not economists, but that's just the basic understanding. The more you...
The naivety of people is ridiculous.
And the blue donkeys fucking want you to believe that. They want you to be dumb.
I think the problem is that Trump, being who he is and his personality, people don't like him because he just says shit. He doesn't care what he says. And even if he's speaking truth, they don't like the way he delivers it. I get it. Look, Trump ain't perfect.
I don't
perfect.
Give a shit how he delivers it.
I don't, but Trump isn't perfect. But we live in a society now where people are so all about how they feel.
Well, it's like the one thing he said where he goes, I'm going to protect all women whether they like it or not.
How was that wrong?
But that was part of a larger... conversation he was having, which they never play the whole thing.
No, they don't.
But even that statement alone somehow offends suburban women.
Yeah, women were offended because he said he would protect them.
And every fucking feminist on the planet came out nuts about it. So what if he says, I'm going to protect you whether you like it or not on the foreign stage or whatever? So
how is that
fucking ruining?
I don't understand. They scream. He hates women, and then when he makes statements about protecting women, they hate him more for it.
I don't get it.
They're saying he wants to take away their reproductive freedom, which I am so tired of hearing that. No one's stopping you from reproducing. Just say what you mean. Your rights to an abortion may be limited, but they're not extinguished. They're not federally banned, and he's not going to federally ban them. It's just got kicked back to the states. The state you live in determines whether or not you can legally have an abortion at whatever term or whatnot. And if you want to change that, then go fucking vote.
Yeah.
And I get that because states, you know, every region, town, whatever has their own clique, their own way of doing things, their own community. And I agree with communities kind of dictating how they live their lives. That's why it's important to vote local.
We're essentially 50 gigantic countries under one constitution. So,
yeah.
I mean, New York is obviously going to be a fucking shit show, and so is California. But if you go to like Montana or whatever, it's a little chill. Florida is a little bit better run. Texas is, you know, I mean, it just depends on where you fucking live. I mean, I don't know where I was going with that.
No, you're right.
It's fucking abortion. I don't know.
Oh, no, I'm not trying to get stuck on that topic. I'm just saying that that's an example makes sense for communities regionally based on what they believe in and how they want to live and how their culture is for them to vote on how they believe things should be ran where they live. That makes sense to me. Trump didn't abolish abortions. They keep trying to push that rhetic, but it never happened.
No,
that's not what happened.
And I've said this a lot about the whole abortion thing. I still don't understand it.
I don't either.
I don't get the idea of it. I mean, you can still have the kid and you can still put it through the services to go to a family that would want to be a parent. That still exists.
Yes, it does.
I don't understand. Florida has a system where you have to give the reasons for these things. 97% of the time, and I know I got semi-fact-checked on this, but there's a dork out there, if you really want to look it up, it is true. 97% of the reasons given are dumb. I have no money. My boyfriend hates me. I don't want my mom to find out, things like that. It's never a justified reason. There's that little bit where you got your rape and your incest. I get that. But there's that little, there's the majority of it is just, I just don't want it. And it's like, well, then shouldn't you take measures to not have it? And if you have it, should just allow it, allow the child to have a shot, right? I mean, I just don't get it. And I know I'm not allowed to say anything, woman's body's choice, whatever. But,
yeah, you can. I'm tired of that argument as well.
But let's just say this. If we're gonna go down that road, then it's a property rights issue. You have 50% of my genes in you. That's mine.
Yeah, if you want to get technical.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well compensate me for my loss.
Damn, straight up. Dang.
Might as well. I mean, if it's your body, your choice, well, 50% of the genes in that egg belong to me.
I want to do something. Can you have,
not exactly sure,
get my phone on the Bluetooth there?
I can shut mine off and maybe yours will catch on.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. I want to play this clip because since we're talking about abortion, my thing with the abortion issue is how can you take that one topic to divide a country so much? And the whole reason that anyone could be voted in for president is because of abortion. Like, that's the biggest fucking worry in America. So how is it that abortion became the biggest issue that America faces in the entire world, on the global landscape? Abortion, right? How is it that is the issue that will determine whether or not someone's a president? Especially when
it's a stupid issue.
It was never banned, federally banned. It wasn't banned federally. It wasn't banned nationally.
No, I'm just saying it's a stupid issue to even
run on. And even then, if it comes down to a person's actual life, they're going to perform an abortion. If it had to be that is what it called for. And anyway, there was good old, I wanted to play this clip from Kathy Hochul, good old Kathy.
New York's finest.
Yeah, she made a statement. You know, I responded to it. Of course I did. I had to. I might have to play this. Let me try to get this clip going here. All right.
It gave me a chance to tie the Republicans running these seats, the incumbents, closer to Donald Trump, and remind everybody, if you're voting for these Republicans in New York, you are voting for someone who supports Donald Trump, and you're anti-woman, you're anti-abortion, and basically you're anti-American, because you have just trashed American values and what our country is all about over and over and over.
All right, so that statement, man,
that she's using it to tie people together to...
That statement,
yeah,
where if you support Trump, you're against women and abortion, and therefore you're against American values and what America stands for. Hold on. How does that fucking statement by an actual governor make sense? So I responded and said, yeah, when I think about America, abortion comes to mind because that is what represents America. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're alive and making these very stupid arguments because someone decided not to abort you.
Okay.
Or think about it. All these people making these fucking arguments are people who are living because they weren't aborted in and of itself. They like their birthing person, mother, whoever, decided they're going to have this child and bring this life into the world. And I'm not saying this to say pro-life, whatever. I'm just making the point. These people are making stupid arguments and trying to divide the country based on abortion, and that the presidency is going to be decided upon the power of the vagina, apparently, which was another post I saw on X. There's that, which read, vaginas brought you into this world and vaginas are going to vote you out of it. Like, what in the fuck is wrong with everybody now in America?
That just sounds like a God complex.
Doesn't it? None of this makes sense, that the entire fate of America is based on the topic of abortion.
Like I said, it's a dumb thing to run on.
It doesn't make
any fucking sense why you would sit there and make that the number one issue in America. Like, we have other shit to do.
We have a lot of other things that take precedent over that, to be honest.
I mean, we would like to promote the nuclear family, healthy living, and actually grow the population a little bit.
Because it is actually on a decline.
Yes, but that's not what they want to do. They want to have control over the population and over who's intelligent and who's not, it sounds like.
Well,
This is
a conspiracy thing here, but just by paying attention to what's going on, the message that's been driven home by the Democrat Party, they drive, at the DNC, they had an abortion clinic bus there so that you could just walk in and have an abortion. Like, or, they were making it seem like, hey, it's a thing to do at the party. Show up and let's get rid of that motherfucker. And then after that, go have a cocktail.
Did you see that ad on X?
No.
All right.
I don't think I did.
All right. There's an ad on X. Okay, we're going to do some more clipping here. But first, we know what happened with Cardi B. Her teleprompter broke and she was dead on stage for like 2 minutes, right? This is an example I'm going to play of how you handle technical difficulties on stage. And I thought it was hilarious as fuck. Donald Trump had a mic issue.
Oh, yeah. And then...
But I don't ask for much. I don't ask for much. The only thing I ask for is a good mic. And this is the second time today that this happened. So now if I were the president, and you know, like a dopey guy like this Kelly, the guy's a total moron, and that happened, I'd fire him and everybody would say, gee, I'm such a bad person. You're not bad. You fire people. When, for instance, the generals that destroyed us in Afghanistan, every one of them should have been fired. Should have been fired. Hello? Hello? I don't think so. Hello? Is that better? Is that better? That's terrible. Is that better back there? Is that yes or no? Huh?
He fucking what threw crap. The mic at him.
The only thing I ask for is a mic. You don't have to give me, I don't even need a stage. I don't give a damn. Give me a good mic. And I went through two of these today. And it knocks the hell out of your throat. But so far I'm doing okay, right? Okay. Is that better? Yeah.
That's funny.
And did you notice I came in today. I said, and you know, this is after four of these things. I've been in all fairness. I mean, I'm a human being, right? I come in, and here's the problem. I said, oh man, it's too low.
Here's the problem. He's all silent.
I had to go.
He's all trying to yell.
Way too low. Way too low. So I walk in, I said, shit, there's nothing worse. Then I walk in like this, and I'm bent. Did you notice? I was bending over like this. Hello. And then everybody says, is there something wrong with his back? What the hell is wrong with that guy? They're saying, he's cognitively impaired and physically impaired. There's something wrong with them all because I have guys that are stupid back there. All right. What are you going to do? What are you?
Wow.
That's how you handle it, Cardi.
You know, and being someone who's in the AV business, I got to say, like, if you have someone as important as that coming up, have your shit fucking together, bud. I mean, you need to anticipate, check, like, he shouldn't have walked up there and had a fucking failure. Like, that's not even allowed at that level. It really isn't. And you know, just having one podium mic, they should have had a backup. You'd have two capsules up there, one ready to go in case one fails. You know, you have two channels ready at the ready, so you could just go, you know, click right over.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't blame them for that, but that's funny. You know, the Cardi B situation, what I wanted to point out about that is when she didn't have the teleprompter, she was stuck.
She was dead.
Deer in headlights,
dead
right?
Dead on stage.
Until someone ran up there with an iPhone that had her notes. And that is an example of, like, they're a paid spokesperson, because if they knew exactly what they want to say and they believed in off the top of their head, they would have just fucking started talking.
Yeah.
But she needed direction. She needed her outline. She needed her notes to be able to remember what she was supposed to say.
Well, it makes me think about her as a performer in general.
Yeah.
You know, like, is everything, Is she like one of those people? She probably has a teleprompter in the back end of a stage or crowd, and she just goes off of that. That's what made me wonder. You know how
when it comes to performing, I'm not against having a teleprompter because, you know, if you're someone who has hundreds of songs you've written, and there's times where you're just like, damn, I haven't played that in years. How am I going to remember what I said or how that was written? I get it. But when you're talking about politics, when you're talking about your livelihood, your policies that affect you as a person in America, and you still need your notes to fucking remember what you're supposed to say, I'm sorry. You're no longer credible to me. That means you actually have no real opinion. You are looking for your notes and your outlines that were probably written for you, that you were just literally up there just giving a speech that you probably don't even believe in. And what's crazy is, you know, there was videos of her earlier in the year floating around how she was complaining about the economy and how everything was bad under the current administration. And now she's all about, this is the best thing you could do for America is voting for Kamala, and she's going to fix everything, even though everything you complained about the past 4 years were under her fucking administration with Joe Biden.
Exactly.
Come on, Cardi, do better. Serious, not believable.
I wish the celebrity entertainer would do better.
You're not believable.
Just in general, because I don't even think they buy the bullshit they're trying to sell.
They don't. They're paid. I mean, let's just be honest. If you're a Taylor Swift, then they go, you know what? We'll give you fucking $200 million just to say you love me.
Of course.
Most people will not deny the money.
Oh, yeah. They'll take it.
Because most people don't have enough integrity to say no.
Exactly. All right. Here's this ad I want you to see. We were on the abortion.
Was this the ad you're talking about earlier?
Yeah, we're talking the abortion thing. This is actually put out by the Democratic Party. And I don't know where these things run. I never see them on TV. They only show up on social media.
Yeah, I guess so, huh? I don't even see them half the time.
Oh, God. The condom broke.
Oh, I might be in the bathroom.
Great. I'm going to go get that now.
Sorry. You can't use that.
Who are you?
I'm your Republican congressman. Now that we're in charge, we ban Plan B.
No, you can't do this. I can't have a kid right now.
I won the last election, so it's my decision. Now let's get back in there so we can give her the news, Daddy.
Okay. First off, that never happens.
It's still funny as fuck, though.
Where was Plan B ever banned?
It has not been.
Exactly.
That it's just another one of those.
This is not even okay. That was ridiculous because that is an example of prevention, right?
Yeah,
it just happened. There's nothing happened. There's no gestation. There's nothing going on. You're just preventing it from going to that next step.
Yeah,
this isn't. How was this ad even being allowed to run? You know what's more scary is they did a study before they ran this ad, knowing that there were people stupid enough to buy into this and believe it.
What is weird is how, I guess, pornographic shit's getting now. Like if that's an ad running on TV.
Well, it's everywhere, man. Just even on basic, basic sitcoms now on Netflix or anywhere. It's just become the norm. It's just so accepted.
It's just weird as fuck. It's like, if I saw that, I'd be like, why? Like, what? I don't get it. I just don't get the idea. It's like you said, they're looking for a dummy. And they're going to find a lot of dummies on Tuesday. I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
It's just insane to me.
Well, the thing is, listen, as long as our free speech isn't restricted as she wants to do, we're going to be able to continue to talk and speak truths and hopefully... allow people to see the other side of things. But if they go out of their way to fine all these, you know, large media personalities because they're not saying what they want them to say, like, is Alex Jones going to finally be put in jail? Is Tucker Carlson going to be fucking demonetized everywhere? Is Joe Rogan going to get shut down now because he's not necessarily pro-left? He's not necessarily right either,
you know,
but he does say things that don't agree with the left.
Yeah.
Are they going to go after him now and like officially shut him down? You know what I mean? Like, these are the things you worry about. So what are we going to have left? Pod Save America?
Fuck, dude.
Fucking Rachel Maddow?
Dude.
Like, what are we talking about?
Hold on. If you're going to say Pod Save America survives, I'm going to I'm going to fucking cry.
You know those guys are out in San Jose, right?
I know where they are.
Can we please have a show with these idiots? They're just ex-Obama staffers that just keep pushing the fucking same old shit over and over and over.
They wrote a few speeches for Obama.
Are they intelligent? Because when I listen to their show, I give it a chance. I try. I really try because I want to hear the other side. And I just don't get it. It's like they're just making shit up.
I
know you've heard it.
I know. I don't want to.
I don't care. I'm not afraid. You know why? The same people talk shit about everybody else.
I know. And every time I turn it on, all they do is call a lot of the conservative ideas party all stupid. They're fucking morons.
That's all they do. Same thing with Real Fast Politics by anyway.
I get the frustrations, but at the end of the day, does it change anything? They're still going to be on. They're still going to call everybody names. They're still going to be retarded. I mean, we could sit here and be like, oh, you don't know shit, blah, blah, blah. But then it's like,
but that's not, that wasn't the point I was making. If they want to monitor and restrict free speech and media because they deem it to be misinformation based on how they define which information you're supposed to have or absorb, then all we're going to have are these types of shows. You know, all we're going to see is CNN and MSNBC. Everything else is gone. All we're going to have is like Real Fast Politics and Pod Save America and, you know, all these other type of similar podcasts, for example. There will be no representation of the opposing side whatsoever anymore because it'll get to the point. I mean, they're doing it in the UK. If you say anything against the government now on a podcast or in media, they could fine you or put you in jail.
I wasn't attacking what you're saying.
No, you weren't. I was just saying that wasn't my point. I was trying to make.
No, I get what your point was. I'm just saying a little sidebar on it is it really changing the landscape to go into a who's got the bigger dick conversation with a lot of these guys? Because a lot of them, as we've established, are just straight hypocrites. And it's almost like you're just wasting time on this fucking shit. It's like, there's a guy that wrote a book on how, Mehdi Hasan is his name. And his book is How to Win an Argument in a Debate or whatever. And I've read the book and it doesn't show or tell you fucking anything. It's just, you know, hundreds of pages of nonsense. But he will sit there, and I know we're steering we're kind of steering away from what we were talking about, but, or maybe we are. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to relate. And maybe that's just why I fucking talk myself into corners. But he will sit there and be like, oh, well, how is Trump getting away with calling people names? Because he called Biden a bastard or some shit. And he called Kamala a stupid bitch. I don't think he's wrong in either one of those assessments, but he'll sit there and he'll say that. But then he'll turn around in a debate and tell Sarah Palin she doesn't have the intelligence to grasp what he's saying. It's like, you're calling her stupid, but he's not allowed to call you guys stupid. You get what I'm saying? Or am I just fucking babbling away here? I don't know. We'll just let that one go.
Okay, well, back to my point. You don't think it's going to change the landscape, and it's not a bigger dick argument here anywhere from my side at all. The point being is if they move forward with restricting free speech in media, then you will no longer have a representation of an opposing thought or idea at all. Then it's literally 1984. It's George Orwell's 84. You're going to hear one message every day for the rest of your life, and you're going to have to fall in line and get behind that message, which is very similar to exactly what North Korea is. There's no propaganda, they consider propaganda. There's no outside influence. There's no opposing ideas, opposing views. You wake up, live, and breathe the message of the party or of the governing party. That's my point. It doesn't matter if Pod Save America is good or not, or if people like it. I personally don't give a fuck about them. If you like listening to them, go ahead. It's not about, are we better than them, or is Joe Rogan better than them, or is Tucker? That doesn't matter. What matters is having opposing viewpoints to challenge the ideas and rhetoric that these people are spewing, because they may have some good points, but over the years, I have noticed that they're not really making points. They're just slinging insults and calling people idiots instead of proving that they actually have a point. They don't back up what they say with any facts whatsoever. And I could give you my opinion like I am now, but at least, you know, I'm giving you my opinion based on my and on what I see in my experiences in actually listening to their shows. It's not like I just said, oh, these guys are Democrat podcasts, I'm just going to automatically think they're bullshit. No, I listen to many different Democratic podcasts. And if they make a point, they make a point. You know, not everybody's right on either side 100%. There's a lot of gray area. But if we lose that representation of the opposing argument, then we're not challenging ourselves, we're not being educated, and we're not going to grow our intelligence as a nation whatsoever. We're going to get even stupider, and we're going to just wake up and be nothing but a bunch of sheep or drones that are just here to support the authoritarian party. That's it. That's the problem if they choose to do that.
I agree. Case closed.
Okay.
I don't know.
That was just my point. That's what I was trying to say.
I don't know. There's times where I try to devil's advocate the shit.
No, and we both do.
And I end up talking myself into a hole. I just did it a couple minutes ago. I'm just going to leave it there. But I do know.
That's just one of my concerns, though, but, man. That's a major one.
No, if they really get what they want and control all aspects of it, we are going to turn into name that communist country or... I mean, that's what we're going to be. Very worst, we're going to turn into Canada. And I don't want to be Canada.
I don't want to be Canada either.
God.
I really don't.
I don't want to bash Canada, but I do.
It's hard not to.
I don't.
Look, after the election, regardless of who wins, here's the reality. Okay. In this election, what people are not seeing is the left and the right both think that they're right, right? Like, yeah, they are right 100% absolute.
Always.
Now, if Harris wins, for example, and I keep bringing this up because the Democratic Party this election season seems to be going out of the way to let everybody know how more intelligent and educated they are than the people who are not Democrat or liberal. And they talk down to you, and they literally have publicly called you stupid, deplorable, garbage, everything. All right,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So... The issue is, while they think they are so superior in everything they do, you still have literally such a close election that out of 330 million, half of that 330 million does not agree with you. You're talking about over 150 million people that literally do not agree with you. This isn't like there's 60% going to the Democrat Party this time and only 40% going to the Republican. It's pretty much almost 50-50. So... I can see if America really felt the way that they think that they do, right? The Democratic Party really feels America feels the way they do. They see things how they see it. If that were the case, Trump wouldn't even be registering right now in the polls. It would be 80% Democrat and 20% Republican support. Okay. America obviously doesn't see it the way you see it, because it is literally divided almost down the middle.
But all these polls are sample size bullshit.
Oh, no. And understood. That, it's still a perfect example of them being out of touch and literally dismissing almost 150 fucking million people for not believing what they believe in.
Well, but
if we're in office, we're just going to dismiss everything that you believe in and how you want to live, because we're going to force you to do this now.
Well, but what I mean by that shit, when I say it's a small sound, because you're saying Harris is up 47 nationally. I'm only going to say nationally.
Yeah, I'm just going by what's been floating around.
Because every state is whatever. But what's weird is when you look at every time they do the national thing, it's 2,000 registered voters. 2,000, that's your number?
True.
That's what you're banking this
that's
national.
That's a very, very small sample size.
You know, that's what you're banking this shit on. Or when
and
you
a sample look, size from where?
It's supposedly right? National. They called all 50 states or some shit.
Yeah, but all 50 states... And then in every one of these states, you just specifically grab people from a blue county?
Well, yeah, we don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's also like that Iowa poll that just got released on the 31st. Someone for the Iowa Registry did a poll on 800 Iowa people in Iowa.
That's it?
That was it.
That's nothing.
And Harris is up 3 points in that one. So it's like, oh, it's a big shift. She's going to fucking win the state.
Big shift based on 800 people.
She's going to win the state, right? Big old thing. Oh, my God. It's like, it's 800 people. That place, that's a big area. You're telling me these 800 people are going to swing it 3 points? I don't buy that. It's the same thing when they do these the registered battleground states and shit, like Georgia. It was about 1,500 people in that last poll. And Trump is up 1 point. I don't buy that shit for a second. Georgia's deep red. There's no fucking way he's only up one. But if you're only going to pull 1,500 people, I mean, I guess. And he's probably 1,400 of them come out of Atlanta, for all I know.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah,
Fulton County
it,
for sure.
It's so fucking weird. Like, they're relying on these polls. I hardly stare at them unless we're going to do a show.
Well, a perfect example is the 2016 election where all the polls showed Hillary Clinton was going to take it.
Yeah, she was up like 4 or 5 points in Wisconsin and lost.
And guess what? That wasn't one of those elections where all of a sudden at 2-3 in the morning there was a landslide of extra ballots they found. That was...
Yes, and she still, although conceded the election on a TV show, she still, till this day, walks around saying it was stolen.
Yep.
That's still okay.
With no repercussions.
And no one says a fucking word.
No.
And...
How is she not in jail?
Dude.
I mean, that's another conversation,
dude,
I'm sure.
That's 2 hours. We'll never get back.
Yeah.
Who the fuck says this is a U.S. embassy? We are not supposed to be here. Let Benghazi burn.
Yeah. Let our citizens die.
All my communications associated with that, I'm going to burn on this hard drive so you don't see it. And then when you find it, I'm going to bleach it so you can't get it. And then the FBI guy goes, although it was illegal.
Beyond that, she had her own servers in her own fucking garage.
Exactly.
It wasn't like in a secured facility at the White House.
Although illegal, it was...
Or even a secured government facility. It was at her house. A fucking house.
Like, I don't understand. I don't understand.
I mean, it's even as bad as, like, as we're well, all, like, Joe we're Biden's all. Mentally not fit to stand trial. Even though we have all this evidence stating that he and his family were selling... influence and but we can't do anything about that.
What's mind-boggling about just Hillary, I mean, if we're all about equity and inclusion, right, and she should be in jail or at least prosecuted and let the jury figure it out.
Most politicians are never held accountable, though. No, they get away with so much.
It's like when Obama talks about the economy saying he stole my ideas. And it's like, well, then I guess you stole Bush's ideas.
I mean, fair point.
It's like, come on, dude. You can't have it both ways. You can't be, his success can't be yours when you produced the lowest growth through 8 years, with the economy. I mean, you're bullshitting everybody. You just are. And how does this guy not go to jail or at least get prosecuted for all that South America shit, his drone army? Like, how does he not get questioned?
I mean, yeah, he indiscriminately bombed
people
with his drones and killed American citizens while doing it.
There's so many blue donkeys running around saying, oh, Trump killed more people in his term than Biden did. Yeah, and Obama fucking set the world on fire. Nobody's talking about that.
Yeah, he actually did. He went after,
there's no...
Once he got the okay to use those drones, he was just fucking sending them out, man.
Oh, my God.
Killing people at weddings, killing American citizens at locations that... He was like, fuck it,
There's somebody there that I think is supposed to die.
Yeah, he's like, we assume we got intelligence that an enemy combatant or terrorist is there. So, everybody, it's called collateral. It's called collateral damage. What are we going to do about it?
And I mean...
Like saying, what you signed up for... You knew you could die for this country, and I'm going to make a decision that you're going to die on my decision. It's like, what the fuck, Obama? Really?
And let's take Biden's BS with the Afghanistan. How does he not even get
impeached?
That fucker should have been impeached. And I know that the narrative was, oh, we were just following Trump's plan.
That wasn't Trump's plan.
If that is Trump's plan, that was his baby, that's how it was written, you went into office... And 100 executive orders within 48 hours, destroying everything that he put up.
That's true.
But this got to stay. This plan was okay. And then when you, and then when we got close to an anniversary, then we're going to implement it. And it's like that, wait a second, how is this still here? Didn't you just throw all that shit out over here?
You know, it's funny is Trump addressed that because he's like, that wasn't my plan. He's like, in what plan? He basically said, when you have a plan to remove your presence in a hot area like that, at what point do you actually remove the military first? He goes, does that make sense anywhere?
And how
he goes, that's the last thing that comes out.
And not only that, how do you get rid of the most secure...
And then leave all of that equipment there.
The most secure air base that you had for transport, you eliminate it.
You needed that.
And then you go to
it was the a strategic
least,
air base.
The least secured airport. That's how you end it. It's like... Again, it just goes back to the same thing. It's like, you will throw all this out, but this gets to stay.
No, I know. And then the other side of that with the equipment is they were saying that advisors were telling Biden's supposedly that, well, it's going to cost more to bring it back than to leave it there. And Trump's like, hold on, you got a $50 million plane. You're really going to tell me it's going to cost more to transport that than to leave it?
Because gas
really?
Yeah, gas is a bitch on an airplane.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
I don't know how they get voted in. I don't know how they stay voted in. I don't get, and then you got to think about the last few elections and how weird the results have been in a lot of the red states or semi-purple areas of red states. And you just kind of going, you're just doing the math and you're just sitting there, how did that happen? There's no way these counties have never, ever fucking gone Democratic. But in the Biden election, they're Democratic?
Oh, we can't discuss election integrity, man.
And
oh, come
by
on.
A fucking insane margin?
Well, you and I have concerns, and our concerns are the concerns of many other
and
people.
And I'm wondering if Harris, being the vice president, will even certify this election. Because she's the one, the vice president is the one that certifies the electorate.
I just hope everything goes smooth regardless of what happens, all right? We don't need the military being used on citizens. And if Kamala's president, you know what? We can argue whether it was a fair election, whether election integrity was upheld. Regardless, we just got to figure out how to move forward. And that's the thing. And I just hope that...
This is Trump's...
They don't become the Gestapo that we've been warned about.
This is Trump's final election. He's in his 80s.
Of course it is.
Once this is over, right? This is how I look at this election. Okay? This is how I look at it in terms of voting. It's really about the vice president.
Actually, it is.
Because Harris
you got to think about, yeah.
Harris is a fucking bleep show.
Walls versus Vance.
That's how you look at this.
That's a no contest.
Because if Trump has a physical issue or an illness or whatever, and he's in his 80s at this point, J.D. Vance steps in. Are you more confident with him, or if Kamala Harris has a mental whatever the fuck and she gets DQ'd, Walls is your guy? Which one is better?
Can you imagine Walls standing in front of Putin trying to fucking negotiate?
Oh my God, dude. Dude, let's just say it like it is. I look at it like that. That's how I voted.
I know. It makes a lot of sense because it's true.
Do I want a guy that let Minnesota burn to the fucking ground and then he sat there and chastised the police force, refused to call in the National Guard, and then put in about as much fucking weird transgender LGBTQ laws to where...
And what? And signed late-term abortions.
And late-term abortions. And it's fucking there. Snitch line.
Yeah.
Like, he did all of that. And when questioned... When questioned during this campaign, he openly admits, yeah, I bullshitted you about that China thing. Yeah, I wasn't really there. I was really over here, but not, you know... But I just misspeak. My wife tells me that all the time. Like, dude, I can't take you seriously. I just can't. And then his ad where he's changing fucking engine parts, talking about being a man.
A man, bro.
Holy fuck, dude.
how these people are elected just boggles my mind.
The trouble he had taking that cap off the engine itself bothered me.
I mean, even of everything, just, everything.
The and late then term loading abortion, the shotgun?
Oh, come on. Hold on. The late term abortion thing, even with that, even with the tampons in the bathrooms, whatever, of all things, did the citizens not look at the fact that he put together a COVID snitch line to where, like Nazi Germany, you can call in to rat out your neighbor if they're not conforming to a mask law or standing in their front yard? You know what I mean? Like minor little fucking things. How did that one, how did that one become okay?
The voters said it was fine.
It was a literal exercise of fucking dictatorship.
They didn't challenge it in court. So obviously it
you
was
want to
good
talk enough. About fascism. Like, hello, COVID snitch line? Really? What's next? We need a watering snitch line. Look, you're not supposed to water on fucking Tuesdays.
Dude.
We're going to throw this motherfucker in jail, right? Is that next? Where is it going to stop?
Let's not do the water thing. Canada's got a tax on that.
The rainwater, yes.
Yeah.
We covered that. Yeah. The runoff. Hey,
But that's just my thing.
I got to get going. Lots of good points. So before we go, though, again, let's get back to how you feel about this election. Basically, if Kamala becomes president, how do you feel about that?
Kind of goes back to what I said in the early. I still feel the same way. It's just going to be pretty much what we're staring at now.
You think nothing's going to change?
No, because she said it won't.
All right.
She straight said, I signed off and believe in all of these things. She's just going to throw more money in with the housing or whatever, and it's not going to do anything.
And then what if Trump wins?
If Trump wins, we're going to see a year and a half of entertaining employment removals. Oh my gosh. Could you imagine
Elon Musk actually being in charge of government oversight and accountability?
What I think is weird.
And then Ron Paul said, hey, I want to be a part of that. He wants to come out of retirement to be like, I want to be a part of that committee.
Yeah, but what's weird is they're saying that Elon is going to be the one doing it. No, he's just recommending, and Trump's going to be the one that's going to have to decide.
Oh, absolutely.
But just to know that that list will exist, here's the $2 trillion that we are spending on nobody.
Well, I think it needs to be done.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay hopeful. I'm going to even be hopeful that even if Kamala wins, she doesn't continue to go after political opponents, that she doesn't try to, take away our free speech. And we can still arm ourselves and protect ourselves if we have to.
Yeah. And on that note, kids, there's episode 26 in the bag.
26.
Yep. Thank you all for diving on and hearing this.
Vote accordingly.
This
vote
hour.
Intelligently.
This hour. Thank you for this hour and 45 minutes of election talk.
Yes. Important talk.
Yeah. And if we swayed you, fantastic. See ya. Soul.